This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. It is a brand new year. This is Kavinsky with Night Call. It is just after 7 o'clock. We're ready to start the year for you, give you some idea of what can be looked forward to, what kinds of stuff you might want to avoid, all kinds of interesting stuff. Good morning, CliffCentral.com. You can always get hold of us. You know how to do that. 0861-555-189 if you want to call in, if you want to send us a message, as Nkolisi and Unati and Venetia and Rob and all kinds of other people have done. You can WhatsApp us on 0797482090, and we get your messages right here live in studio. So you could tell us what you're up to as well. And also, if you had an interesting holiday story, you know, a lot of people like to call us with revelations about all kinds of exciting things that happened to them, affairs and sexual experiences and all kinds of things. You know, we like to hear those.
So
you can always call us and let us know what your stories are over the holidays.
It was that a little whistle.
Yes, she's very excited. I mean, rightly so. You never know what you could be missing out on. People have interesting lives, Sia.
Well, okay.
They do.
If an affair does it for you, go ahead.
But speaking of Sia, it is time for Said by Sia and the first one of 2019. You know that next year is a new decade.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Exciting.
Ooh. Yes, it is. Because I remember the millennium, what a big deal that was.
Mm-hmm.
And when we ticked over into 2010, we didn't know what to call it. The teens.
Oh, yeah.
The noughties.
The noughties. Nobody knew what to call that. So now we've got the 20s. We're going back into the 20s.
Yeah. We're bringing 20s back, baby. Yeah.
Which was, of course, Justin Timberlake.
Which was the era of, like, the Great Gatsby and Flappers and the period between the two world wars. It was quite an interesting time in human history.
Flappers?
They were those women who dressed with the pearls and the... And they have the fancy dance moves.
Isn't it? There's another name for it.
They did that.
Yeah, but I know they like twist and their dresses.
It was like a dance thing, and it was a whole social thing.
That's not going to annoy
me. I wish I could explain it better, but I know what it looks like.
It's like a word for hipsters, but it's back then.
Okay. They were like the cultural outbreak of the 20s.
It's like the sequins and the whatnot.
Yes, man.
Fringe, that's the word I was looking for.
Okay, the fringes on their dresses and they wear the gloves. And anyway, it was a very glamorous time in some ways. It was also awful because most people were really eating mud and rolling around in the dirt. And it was only, the flappers were like 1% of the world's population. The rest of the people
on Earth. And there's a new Gatsby movie out.
Yes.
Is there?
With Leonardo DiCaprio as... What was his name? The main dude in
Gatsby.
Gatsby, yes.
Yeah, it's in the title.
Leanne, it came out in like 2013.
So did you pass English?
Did it?
It's not new. Yeah, I saw something new. We'll talk about that.
It's new to Leanne's video store.
I watched Bohemian Rhapsody on Friday.
Yeah, I watched it too.
You had the 2 hours to spare.
Oh,
we just won a Golden Globe.
We'll talk about that.
So much to get into.
Oh, it did win a Golden Globe?
Mm. The Golden Globes are just... wrapped up a few minutes ago.
Rami Malek, what an actor.
Yeah.
Man. All right, so Said by Sia this morning. Right. Let's give Sia a chance. Go ahead. We are all trying to cram in everything today.
This is quite, I think, the story that will give you hope to set the year off in a perfect way. There were three inmates who are in North Carolina in the States. And you know how inmates do community service? Sometimes they get bussed out and they have to clean the sides of the road. Yeah. Yeah. So there are three of them who had the opportunity to possibly run off when their supervisor had a emergency, a health emergency, and actually collapsed on the side of the road.
Oh, I would have run.
Right? I mean, if it were me, I would have totally made a run for it. He suffered a stroke, but instead, these three individuals actually stayed by his side, called emergency services, and made sure that he was okay. Like, talk about that.
Nice.
So they're from a county called the Bladen County in North Carolina, and they were picking up trash on the side of the road as part of their program that allows them to perform community service in exchange of their jail time being reduced.
Hey, Tito, if you want to do something with our prisoners, there's a good use for them.
Here's
Let them
something.
Clean up some of this mess that you're so worried about.
Mr. Kigali, yeah. So their work was interrupted when their supervisor, James Smith, started to stumble and he actually fell in a ditch because he was in the middle of a stroke. And instead of running
off... Hey up,
right?
I'm falling into a ditch.
But instead of that, the inmates immediately rushed to his side. They actually searched their supervisor for his phone. They called authorities to say, please rush to his side to help him out. I really think this is awesome. In conclusion, paramedics did arrive to the scene and they helped him out. And he's recovering in hospital right now. So these three men have actually received what is called a life-saving award by the sheriff's department, and this is
were doing what normal people should do.
They should, right?
You know? I hope they gave them a double ration of grog when they got back to the prison.
But
extra slop.
This is what the award actually does. The award is actually like a bit of an acknowledgement that makes their lives easier once they come out of prison, for them to easily get a job.
Yeah, they're not going to be stealing from the till. They might even help you.
Exactly. So yeah, extra, it will improve their chances of employment. I really think this is so cool. And that's your first Said by CF.
Yay,
2019.
Very nice. Yay.
Yay.
Start the year. All right. There's lots of positivity to start the year, and here's some scary things. Leanne's got a list of 19 albums that turn 19 that'll make you feel ancient.
Oh wow.
In 2019.
Yeah.
Oh.
So let's look at some. You think this is the I always use this as a great yardstick of how old and decrepit you are. Is when you think of a song that was written before you were born, a song that was a hit when you were born, you think, oh, that's so old, right?
Mm.
But when you think of songs that you grew up with and suddenly they're almost 20 years old, oh my God, you feel like Methuselah.
Sia might be excluded from the list in this case.
He's only 19.
All of these songs came out when I was 5.
Yeah. So. Like the album, Oops, I Did It Again,
what?
Britney Spears. It's almost 20 years old.
Yes, no. That red latex outfit.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a big song. That was such a big hit. Britney was so young. She was so attractive.
And now she's 20 years older.
You're joking.
She could still sing.
That's 19 years old?
Yeah.
No way.
It is. It's
unbelievable. Unreal. That's Britney Spears.
It's sold 1.3 million copies, the album, and that record stood for 15 years until Adele broke it recently.
She was in the red latex.
She does sing from her nose a bit.
Yeah. I think I did it again.
What's happened to her? Where's she now?
Oh, she's still doing stuff.
Really?
She looks amazing.
Well, a few weeks ago, actually, you know, she's now has a Las Vegas residency, and she wrapped up her first residency. And a few weeks ago, she announced that she's going to a different hotel, and she performs 4 times a week.
Going to a different hotel.
Yeah. 4 times a week, and one performance is easily almost 500,000. So she's getting $2 million US dollars every single week.
I think she did it again.
Yeah, but then as of a couple of days ago, she actually said that her father is ill, and so she's taking a bit of a hiatus for now. So imagine now there's this new tour, tons of publicity, everyone buys
tickets.
Is Britney
40?
Yeah, pretty much.
She's a good 40.
She's the exact same age as me.
Oh, yes, that's right. She's born the same time as Ben.
Yes.
She's looking good. This is her, like, Celine Dion-esque retirement.
Okay. All right, good.
Yeah. To take care of her father.
All right, what other
Country
albums?
Grammar, Nelly.
Wow.
Yeah, Nelly fell over when I heard that.
Okay.
This one I wasn't surprised about, NSYNC, No Strings Attached.
They have aged badly.
Yeah.
Except for Justin. Justin's okay, but the rest of them look like they look like pedophiles who should be driving a van through a high school.
Well, they're basically the American version of Take That without Robbie Williams.
Very sad.
I saw a performance of Take That.
There's a guy called Joey Fatone.
At Down Pub.
The Royal Variety Showcase. Take That performance.
Joey Fatone was in NSYNC. I mean, these guys really look like uncles.
No, that's not a good
look. Bye to them.
Oh, it looked like an uncle.
Coldplay, Parachutes.
Wow.
That's 20 years old. Kid A, Radiohead.
Uh-huh.
Marshall, the Eminem album.
Marshall Mathers,
The actual LP, that's 20 years old.
Wow, sorry, hang on a second. Joey Fatone does look like an uncle.
Mm-hmm. Look him up. Just do the first Google image that comes up of Joey Fatone. He's an uncle. He looks like the kind of person you keep away from the girls at a braai.
I always think they're living the real life.
The drunkle.
You think so?
Yeah, they don't. Like,
because
they've
made their money
still,
and they don't need to be out there in the public eye.
He could still eBay some stuff and get some money. Yeah, he has this massive property.
Look, like Chris Kirkpatrick has definitely got some of Timberlake's hair, which he sold.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are still like
47.
Caught. They're phoning Justin and Justin's not returning their calls.
Hang on a second. This Chris Kirkpatrick, he's 47, so he's like uncle age as well.
Let me see.
Well, I don't want to show you him.
Oh, is he scary?
Justin Timberlake's 37. Chris Kirkpatrick. Okay, Justin Timberlake's my age as well. But Chris Kirkpatrick, look at him.
Hey, don't forget, at around about 19 years ago, Justin and Britney were a thing.
Yeah, that's
true. They did that denim ensemble.
Oh, one day we'll, in 19 years, we'll be talking about Kanye and Kim like this.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know.
Probably sooner. All right.
Another album, Outkast's Stankonia.
They were huge.
That had Miss Jackson. Ooh!
And it was Heya on that album as well?
I think so.
Yeah. No, I think Heya was a little later.
It was, right. Mm. It was B.O.B., Miss Jackson, and So Fresh, So Clean.
Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly. That album's in there.
Yeah, is this Nelly the rapper or Nelly Furtado?
No, Nelly the rapper.
Oh,
Nelly the rapper.
No, Furtado.
Nelly Furtado?
Yes.
Did she release I'm Like a Bird then?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. 19 years ago.
That's where the Latina thing was really hot. Yes. That was like...
Jennifer
Lopez from the block, not really.
Jennifer Lopez. Hey,
who is it?
And then
Jennifer Lopez.
But no one ever knew who Nelly Furtado was because Americans were like, is she Spanish?
Yeah. She was Canadian.
Yeah, that's right.
That really threw them.
Exactly.
Trump would have built a wall in Canada if he'd known at that time.
My Name is Joe by Joe.
I don't remember that.
Ludacris, Back for the First Time, that album. My computer's frozen.
See, that's also 19 years old, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Nelly Furtado's born on my birthday as well, 2nd of December.
Look at you, Ben.
Really, what happened nine months before that?
What a time.
Time to be conceived.
Music by Madonna.
Oh, that's what was that leotards? That was
Come Together. She hasn't left that era.
That was pre-leotard. Yeah.
Okay.
Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory.
They were also
And then Baha Man. Who let the dogs out?
Oh, right.
I think that's the only one that we really remember. But the dogs were let out 19 years ago.
Wow. That's a trip back in time. And 2020 next year. New decade. Get that into your head. Try and figure that one out. Today at 8 a.m. we'll bring you another episode in our series for the Love of Law, where we take you behind the desks of some of South Africa's smartest lawyers. Not all businesses have a smooth ride. Sometimes things go wrong. When you need a good lawyer, when those things happen, you need Kevin van Haestie, and he's an expert in commercial litigation. He has years of experience, starting in Zimbabwe in the late 70s, joining Flaxman's as a director in 2013. Kevin is at his best litigating in court, dealing with high-level evictions, human rights, property, insurance, landlord and tenant issues, and environmental law, among others. You can find out more about him and about Flaxman's at cliffcentral.com. For the Love of Law is brought to you by Flaxman's Attorneys, one of South Africa's leading law firms. And this is a way for ordinary members of the public to hear about the stories that go on in law firms. We're all watching shows like all these law shows. There's a new one every other day. We all watched Suits before we knew that Meghan was going to become royal. And these are great shows because you get to see what lawyers are up to and you get to meet these people in these incredible firms that do these unbelievable things. They change the law. They make the law. They represent amazing clients. They do stuff that affects everybody. Eventually, it becomes part of what we all rely on. You know, the certainty of the law, precedent, what the courts do, what kind of laws need to be made. And if you want to know more about these brilliant lawyers, and some of them, as in the case of Kevin, they've been in it for a long, long time. They are stalwarts of the legal profession. You can find out all about them thanks to a little bird's eye view you get with Flaxman's Attorneys. Make sure you don't miss that at 8 o'clock this morning.
Very good.
Very good indeed. what did everybody do for New Year? I know it feels there like was, an age ago, but it was a week.
There was that Afro-punk concert on the 31st.
In Joburg.
Yeah, in Braamfontein.
Yeah.
Constitution Hill.
How was that?
Well, from my home, I could hear the music.
Oh, wow. You live miles away.
Yeah.
That's quite a sound system. Well done to them.
Yeah, huge sound system. there were complaints as far as West Dean.
Jesus, I mean,
and Greenside.
Those poor people who were right there, they must none of them. Hello?
No, I mean, it must have been incredible. So I could hear
anybody who was at,
I could hear every word.
Anyone who was at the Afropunk concert, can you hear me?
No, the ears are still ringing.
Probably not.
Are you able to comprehend anything I'm saying, or should we find a sign language version of what we do every morning for you?
Oh.
If you went to that concert, hello? If you went to that concert, call us if you can find your phone.
And then there were people complaining, of course, as they do on the I Love Melville group on Facebook, about the noise, you know. And someone said, and the police, they aren't even answering their phones. I'm like, well, they can't hear them.
Nothing works. Audio, huh?
Yeah, it was super loud, and there were fireworks too. But then, as you mentioned, New Year's Eve was pretty rainy. So at least that meant no fireworks.
Imagine if there wasn't rain, because that would have drowned some of the sound out.
Yeah, it did.
Actually, good point.
Well,
so you stayed in for New Year's Eve?
No, she was at Afropunk. She wasn't Golden Circle, but she was there.
Where were you?
I wasn't dressed for the occasion, but I was there.
She was having an Afropunk concert of her own in her bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I went to a Briam, joined a couple of friends. It was very relaxed, completely different to every New Year I've had for the last 20 years. And it was fantastic.
Mm.
The kids running around. It was great food. I probably got to bed at around 2, which is early for me for New Year's Eve.
Mm.
It's lovely. Yeah, I woke up really early on New Year's Day.
Why?
I just couldn't sleep. And it's the deadest day in the world. Mm. You feel like you're the only human. It's a zombie apocalypse. You hit the road at like 7 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Day. There's no one. It's a ghost town.
Even more so in the Cape, especially... because people are only raising their heads at about midday to do Tweed and Nivayar.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. So for 2 days, it's just very quiet.
Anyway, it was really good. What did you do, Ben?
Danielle and I went away to this place in Mildersdrift, which was...
You mean Danielle, your fiancé?
Yes, that's her. It was such a beautiful space, but it rained the whole time. But they went on a hike, and there was giraffes, and there was wildebeest, and there was a large sable.
Wow,
but it rained all of New Year's Day, so I drank about 3 bottles of wine.
Wow, all on your own?
Jeez,
she drank some of it.
You must have looked like a hobo at the end of the day.
And we played Rick and Morty Monopoly the whole day.
Oh, nice.
It was amazing.
Mm.
Okay. I've never really played Monopoly because I didn't have a childhood. But now Rick and Morty Monopoly, that's amazing. It's amazing until...
What happened to your childhood, Ben?
In the wild.
Have you
Yeah,
seen
I was winning after about 7 hours, and then Answer My Eyes Johnson told me to pay money on all my properties that I earned, and then lost, and then we went for a hike again. So it was a good time.
Got to play Rick and Morty Monopoly.
It is so good, like, because it's based on season one. So then we started rewatching season one, and it is even better than the first time we watched it.
Sia, please tell us that you had a bit of a party.
Yeah, someone has to have had a party.
I didn't go full on out. As I had said a few weeks ago, it was my friends and I all together at a house. And that was quite low key. But we ended up having random people pop in because everyone else wasn't enjoying their New Year's Eve.
Oh, so they, we were they abandoned the their parties and they came to yours?
So we felt kind of cool in that way.
Oh, that stresses me out, all that disorganization and unplannedness.
like cringing at the thought. But there was so much tequila and champagne had that for the past couple of days, my friends and I have been dealing with what happened that night as a police investigation, because certain things happen that we just aren't
behavior
sure
was
yes
bizarre
yes.
and
Like,
did people end up doing things with each other that they shouldn't have?
Were items of clothing lost?
Random people left together, and, you know, this was at my friend's house, which is relatively close to me. But when I left in an Uber, my Uber price was almost five times as it was originally. Now, I get a price hike, but then I started looking at where my Uber went and made random stops, and I'm like, what was I doing? And I don't remember that point. And yesterday, a notification goes off on my phone that one of my exes accepted my friend request on Facebook. So now I'm like, oh Lord, so what did I do? I checked my call log on the 1st of Jan and I realized we were calling some of my exes. So it's a mess.
Yeah, you see, you mixed tequila and champagne.
Very recipe for disaster.
Very bad idea.
But, you know, that's just all part of the debauchery of it all. So it was a great beginning of the year.
All right. Well, I hope you've learned at the very beginning of the year, don't mix those two things ever.
No. Called an ex who was with their new person and it was
that is very awkward.
No, I wanted to text, like, did I say anything horrible? But I just don't even want to know in total.
So I know that New Year is probably old news for a lot of people. A lot of people not very excited about New Year now because it's already 7 days in. We're 1 week into the brand new year. But there was that very funny Morgan Freeman clip that went around. It wasn't actually him. It was someone doing a Morgan Freeman voice. And probably not even the best Morgan Freeman I've heard. But we'll just give it away for the moment. For those people who didn't hear it, we'll let you hear it. In a second, we've also got to talk about the year 2018 in 5 minutes, which Vox packaged, and we'll get to that in a second. But here's the Morgan Freeman thing, right? Just for those people who might not have
heard. A lot has changed in 2018. Floss has gone from something you do with your teeth to this.
It's like thing. That dance, right? Mm-hmm.
Not a tooth in sight. To this day, I don't know what that little yodeling kid was yodeling about. Truth is, I don't want to know. Some things are better left unsaid. It makes your heart ache because of it. The world was also taken by storm by a certain Drake song. People danced alongside their cars to the tune of Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you'll never, ever leave from beside me. Fucking people. Next up, the great debate of the year. Do you hear Laurel? Or Yanny? I don't hear anything. I just hear Andy Dufresne. Two words. Tide Pods. Some of the dumbest shit I ever saw. The best thing U.S. President Donald Trump did all year was liberate a piece of toilet roll. He dragged that shit. Covered toilet roll 500 yards. 500 yards. That's a length of 5 football fields. Just shy of half a mile. And who could forget 2018's true love story? I meant this one.
That's Meghan and Harry, right?
For a while, across the pond, they thought a thing called football after a long journey was coming home. Sadly, it got waylaid near Paris. Meanwhile, it just meant something.
That was the Donald Trump and Kanye West meeting, right?
I can't even imagine. I hope 2019 will be better. I hope people won't do so much fucking dumb shit.
Yeah, that's about right. Who could complain about that? That makes sense.
The Americans, you know?
People try to do less dumb shit. Morgan Freeman said so. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to do these years in review thing to death, but I forgot about a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, they're so good.
It feels like, you know, you only really remember the last month, even if you have a good memory of the year, and you forget things like Yanny and Laurel.
I forgot about Tide Pods.
Tide Pods, that was hilarious.
That yodeling kid, I thought that was like 4 years ago.
No, it was last year. Big deal. I mean, there's funny stuff going on around you. So who knows what this year would deliver, dumb shit-wise.
Oh, there's already dumb shit that started.
What?
Well, yeah, we had Jimmy Manu's political party coming up.
Well,
please respect him. He's a media mogul.
All right, so go on.
But, like, for example, you know, the Golden Globes happening right now. There is a promoter girl who was hired at the red carpet to just give celebrities water.
Yes.
And she was just meant to walk on the red carpet with a tray of water for these celebrities.
She had only one job.
That was it. She ended up photobombing all of the major celebs. You think about it. And now the Fiji water girl. That's what the internet is currently going on and on about, trying to identify who this girl is.
I don't think that was an accident.
So there we go. Already 2019, starting off with all of this stupid shit. That's the latest trend.
The Golden Globes, you mentioned that Bohemian Rhapsody already got an award. Rami Malek, I went and watched that on Friday. Wow. I haven't been to see a lot of movies. I don't go. And I was kind of not sure whether I wanted to see this one either. But I'm really glad I saw it. And it's fantastic. I mean, I didn't realize there's so much about Freddie Mercury I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
He had this really interesting begin. I mean, he was obviously, Parsi, which is, you know, he was born in Dar es Salaam, here in Africa, Tanzania. He was packing. You know those guys who load the luggage onto the planes and take the luggage off the planes?
Mm-hmm.
He did that before he joined up with Roger Taylor and Brian May and Queen. I didn't know any of this stuff.
Sure. No,
I didn't realize he had this lifelong relationship with a woman
called
Mary Austin. And he left her
everything, basically.
Most of his estate.
That and
he was the godfather to both of her children. He was obsessed with his cats. He eventually did find love and was with this guy called, what was his name, Jim, right at the end for a long time. Just fascinating stuff. And then, of course, the music, which is just so powerful.
Mm.
My God, you watch that movie. And I got to say, like, it was cast so well. Everybody in the movie looks like
that young,
actual people.
That young Brian May looked like young Brian May.
Unreal. And the Roger Taylor.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable. See, Queen were more like my parents' generation of music in some ways. Because I remember listening to A Kind of Magic and their greatest hits albums when I was a kid because my parents would have it on. So I knew all the songs. But, man, when you hear them and you hear the stories and you see that Live Aid concert, whew, it's quite something.
Mm. Now, when you go to YouTube, so after we watch the movie, we watch YouTube for like 2 days.
Absolutely.
You get all the interviews, and then you get Rami Malek's interviews as well. And he seems like a very interesting guy as well.
Very.
He's got 3 pictures on Instagram. 2 of them were on the Colbert show because Steve Colbert wanted a selfie with him.
Yeah,
for followers. And then Ellen got jealous, so then this 3rd Instagram pic is a selfie of the 2 of them on the Ellen show talking about Steve Colbert's 2 selfies.
Oh, wow.
But a very interesting guy. And what he went through, obviously, to go and get that role and how it all came about. It's a very interesting movie. They took a few liberties with the actual chronology of things, which was a bit unfortunate. So, I mean, I won't give you spoilers to the movie because you must go watch it. But a lot of it is kind of like made up.
Yeah, there's also the one guy, the bad guy in the movie, is a guy called Paul Prenter, who they kind of also took liberties on. He's dead, so he can't defend himself. Then they made him the arch villain of the movie. But basically, it goes through Freddie's life, and I mean, he had those teeth, which Rami Malek
didn't want to change.
No, he didn't want to change, and he said in an interview, that someone asked him, "Are you going to get your teeth fixed?" And he said, "Why would I do that? Then I wouldn't fit in Britain." So he said that gave him a nice sound
and
a unique advantage.
As he put them in, he just took the character on immediately.
Yeah,
his teeth are actually naturally quite buck teeth.
Well, Freddie had a pretty strange mouth.
But as a kid, I mean, Freddie Mercury as a kid looked so different. As he got older, he sort of like grew into his looks, but he really was just all teeth.
Was everything in those 2 hours necessary? Did you never feel like, okay,
I was never bored.
Too dramatic?
I was never bored.
I had no idea it was 2 hours.
It was such a good movie.
Wow.
I was the music is what makes me emotional, right? So if I hear him singing like "Who Wants to Live Forever" and you know that he's gonna die, and when he does that performance, which was very accurate, they they were excellent about and very meticulous about portraying the Live Aid concert the way that it actually went down.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Queen was undoubtedly the hit of that concert.
Well, they're the only ones that took it seriously. All the other bands rocked up, but they were just, hey, look at us.
Yeah, so Queen were spectacular, and Freddie was at his very, very best.
Hmm.
So when I watched that, I got pretty emotional just because I knew what a moment in history that was. And they start the movie there, and they kind of end it there as well. And I like that they ended it on a high. They didn't, like, follow him to the final moments where he died. But fascinating, fascinating story. And I just – I love these things because there's – you go and research afterwards. You actually go and do your own research. You look things up. Isn't this beautiful? Like, you can live – in this day and age and look things up on the internet.
Before you'd watch the movie and then that was it. To your friends about it.
Or you'd have to borrow someone's old dog-eared biography that they bought in 1985. You know?
Yeah.
Now you can look this stuff up and there are interviews and there are pictures and you can read about this one. Apparently this Mary Austin, nobody can find her. She's so below the radar.
Oh.
She has gone quiet. She lives a very quiet, private life. But she was probably the person who knew Freddie the best.
Sure.
Out of all of them.
Definitely. And obviously the members of the band. But the members of the band, they weren't ignorant towards what was going on, but they didn't really care about that kind of stuff because they saw Freddie as the front man and they were about how amazing he was. Like, they found out about the AIDS officially right at the end.
Yeah.
In the movie it's a bit different, but that was how it
worked. Well, he only announced that he had AIDS the day before he died in a press release, which is also interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, people watched him and he was getting sicker and sicker and there was a lot of gossip going on and people were being very unkind, actually. I heard an interview where Brian May and Roger Taylor tried to stand up for Freddie because people were saying horrible things about him. And that was just before he died. But he did lead this incredibly bohemian and hedonistic life.
Yeah.
And then he also took his music terribly seriously, which was important to him. And he wanted, to the very end, to make music.
Yeah. But that was the amazing thing about Freddie Mercury as a character, is that he was only ever a superstar. There was nothing else about him. Like, when he was young, that's what he wanted to do. He was a performer. He didn't care about anything else. And his life was just that. It was just the high life the whole time.
So I would just say on that note, because it was only on Friday that I saw it, this is a movie you've got to see.
So the awards are justified. Rami Malek won.
Oh, yeah.
The Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Drama, and Bohemian Rhapsody won Best Motion Picture Drama at the Golden Globes.
And it deserves these. So go and see it. It's going to be it'll be a well spent 2 hours of your day.
Mm.
On that note, though, I was harping on and on about this series last year, and over the break I actually got to watch it all, The Clinton Affair.
Oh yeah.
Is it literally
about the affair? With Monica?
It gives so much more context and real in-depth investigation into the affair. And you learn that there's so many layers to it. It's a 6-part series. Look, if you have many, many hours spare on your hands, then it's one to watch. But I enjoyed it. I binge watched it from beginning to end. And I have so many takeaways from it. And my biggest thing, though, is that at the end of the day, I think Monica Lewinsky was really screwed over by this.
Yeah, she was absolutely the victim here.
She was demonized. She was made to seem like this big old slut.
Yeah, and she's never really recovered.
What a phrase.
Because you really can't.
Big old slut.
I quite like it.
Coming from your mouth in particular.
I wouldn't mind if I had that title.
Big old slut.
It's not a badge of honor in this context, Leanne. But, you know, she... there are more than 20 hours of her that were filmed, of her commentary. So, of course, they've chopped it up for the series. But she was 21 years old. Put yourself in her shoes in this way.
I remember her. She was great.
Bill Wenner, I don't like you anymore.
I want to tell my side of the story.
I'm done with you.
Have you read my book?
What's it called, Bill?
My Life. It's a great book. I don't even really refer to the Monica Lewinsky thing because that was kind of a downer for me.
Mm.
I mean... I liked it when she was blowing me in the oral office, but Sorry, did I say that? I meant Oval Office. Oh, my God. Freud would have a field day with me. Anyway, look, I got a different intern now. She's under the desk right now as we speak. Oh, yeah.
You sicko, bro.
What kind of dress are you wearing? You want to keep that for 20 years? Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh,
let me add some. Let me add some into your dress. Yeah.
A bit of sparkle.
Yeah.
A bit of sparkle.
You like that? Okay, just be quiet, because Hillary could come in at any moment. Huh? Hillary!
Sicko.
I gotta go.
Complete sicko. She was 21 years old, yeah, and it actually, you know, I only knew the scandal, and now to know the story behind it, it wasn't even that one time where this blue dress was stained. It was an almost two-year relationship.
Yes.
And in her eyes, Bill loved her, and there was just hope, and they were going to be together forever. She was able to live a life within the White House where she bypassed security. She could speak directly to his team, as in, where is Bill right now? She could call Bill whenever, and vice versa, up until really the entire way we know about this now is because there was this one lady, Paula Jones, who was filing cases against Bill Clinton in any case. And Bill was playing, toing and froing with Monica Lewinsky at this point, keeping her at bay sometimes, bringing her closer. And in one of those incidents where he was keeping her at bay, he actually pushed Monica out of the White House and said, okay, you can't work here anymore. You need to work at the Pentagon. And Monica was frustrated at this point, saying, but I love this guy and I don't know what to do. And she hadn't told anyone up until she got to the Pentagon, and she confided in one person, who to me is now the devil. And you really have to research her after this. It's also intriguing. Her name is Linda Tripp, who worked at the Pentagon. She confides in Linda. And then when Paula Jones' story gets into the media about if anyone has any information that would substantiate Paula Jones saying that Bill Clinton harassed her, come forward.
Ooh.
And that's when Linda just connected the dots. Linda had a phone recorder and would now call Monica and record all of these conversations.
Oh no, what a bitch.
Linda was actually the one who said, Monica, look, how about you keep that dress of yours? Because Monica was about to wear it at a different party and she needed to get
a dry clean.
Yeah, and she said, no, keep it, you know. I just feel like one day you'll need it. Well, bitch was also gunning for this. Linda Tripp already was recording all of these conversations.
Oh, what a horrible human being.
Yeah, to get a book deal, and that's why she was recording these in any case.
I hope Linda Tripp is poor and miserable. Mm. I hope wherever she's ended up in life, she's ended up with less than Monica
Lewinsky. Just a low, low human being.
I mean, this is a young girl. Took complete advantage of, first of all, Bill Clinton took advantage of her, and second of all, this Linda Tripp took advantage of her. Poor girl was then pilloried for the next 20 years of her life. It's just awful.
You think about as well, so the likes of Paula Jones, and there were a couple of other high profile cases of women who spoke up against Bill Clinton at the time. And this is why, Leanne, I was speaking about the context of everything and how informative that is. Those women, and this is how conniving Trump is, I guess. Those women were called up by Donald Trump in the 2016 elections because remember, like Hillary was speaking about sexual harassment and women need to stand up. Yeah. Trump actually got all of those women together at a particular press conference in 2016 to say, "Well, look, do you really want to vote for Hillary?"
Yeah, look at what Hillary tried to cover up.
Exactly. Meanwhile, I'm going to stand up for women. So you look at these parallels of then and now. You know, we live in this, you know, Me Too movement now, and how back then these women didn't actually want to say anything because the norm was you would not be believed.
Yeah.
So it was absolutely,
or you'd be the one that was in the wrong.
Yeah, absolutely fascinating. I enjoyed it. The Clinton affairs, all six parts were just incredible.
Mm.
Well, speaking of a TV show, very quickly, there's something on Netflix right now called You, which is very good. It's about a stalker and about how relationships of manipulation kind of work in modern society with social media and phones and things like that.
Yeah?
It is so good.
Why did you smile when you said stalker?
Because you don't get a lot of shows.
It was creepy, Ben.
You don't get a lot of shows about stalkers. Stalkers don't get a lot of
press.
You
know,
don't get a lot of press. But well, there's like twists and there's turns and there's all kinds of things in the show. You really should watch it.
Is it already out on Netflix?
Yes.
You? Okay.
Yeah.
The there are a couple of things. I've now got this long list of things that I need to see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've also had this problem, but over the holidays, I started down my list, and one of them was Bohemian Rhapsody, but I've got to get through a whole bunch of other series. So there's plenty of good content out there, and this is going to be one of those years where you get to decide what you want to see and how much of it you want, and you can probably help yourself. It's going to be like a buffet.
What are some of the things on your list?
I'll tell you now.
Oh, I've made a list.
It's all on my phone here. So many things. Where do I begin? God, a lot of this stuff's probably boring, but here we go. There's this. There are a couple of audio books which I won't bore you with. There's A Star Is Born I have to watch. Have you seen that yet?
No.
People telling me that's very good. There's a show called The Girlfriend Experience, which someone told me is very, very sexy.
Oh.
Got to watch that. It's a ton. I mean, a lot of these we've discussed already.
Yeah.
Unacknowledged, which is a series on Netflix. Toast of London. Apparently this brilliant story about
Oh, and there's
dude.
A Black Mirror movie that's come out.
Black Mirror
with
movies on my list.
With alternate endings that you can choose.
Yes. Ooh. So loads of things. Got to watch all of that. I'll get round to it. Okay, a couple other things that we need to talk about this morning, and we're running out of time. First of all, is Jane here? We need to catch up with Mum Jane.
Why is she here so early? Is she like New Year, New Jane?
Definitely. You never know.
But I haven't been paying much attention to this news, but what's everything happening around R. Kelly at the moment? I see his name all over the place.
Oh, yeah. R. Kelly has been – there's apparently a documentary that's come out, right? So that's what most people are talking about. But here's a clip of R. Kelly, first of all, the docu-series that is coming out now. A lot of people are talking about this because R. Kelly's been one of those people – we've always known he was a bit of a creep.
Yeah.
But listen to this quickly. This is a clip from that series, and maybe this will get you interested in it too, even if you didn't care about R. Kelly until now.
R. Kelly was this fun, laughing, loving guy. But Robert is the devil.
R. Kelly is at the top of the charts, but he may be in for a fall. He was arrested today on 21 counts of child pornography.
Oh.
Kelly is accused of videotaping himself having sex with an underage girl.
Taking advantage of minors will not be tolerated.
Jurors found him not guilty on all charges.
Robert has said all along he would be clear to these terrible charges.
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Mute R. Kelly!
Mute R. Kelly!
Mute R. Kelly!
Mute R. Kelly!
We got a tip that she's here.
She's not.
R. Kelly has denied accusations that he's holding women against their...
Wow, I mean, what a guy, huh? Doesn't he sound like a nice dude? He's holding women against their will. He's just a creep. I don't know about Bird Box, but we'll talk about that in a second or two. First of all, R. Kelly, we'll get to that. R. Kelly apparently even admitted that he was attracted to his mom.
Ugh. Oh, no.
Listen to this.
Me and my mom would go to McDonald's. Before she'd go to work, before I'd go to school, and she would get us a Danish. It's all we could afford is a Danish and a cup of coffee. And we would split the Danish and cup of coffee. She wore this cheap lipstick. And she would put 3 creams and 6 sugars in the coffee. And she would stir it up. She would open the Danish, split it with the little plastic white knife. She had this cheap lipstick, and she would taste the coffee to make sure it was sweet enough. And she'd leave the ring of lipstick on the coffee from which she tasted the coffee. And I remember when she would give me mine, when I would sip from the cup, I would turn it around, and I would drink from her lipstick part. Because in a son-mother way, I had a serious, serious crush on my mom.
All right.
She could sing her butt off.
That sounds healthy.
It gets seedier.
No, I don't. Let's save this for another day. We're just opening up a chapter. Like last year, we talked a lot about Bill Cosby, remember? We thought that story would never go away, and it didn't. So he eventually went away.
Attracted to him.
He was totally into his mom. But we'll get into R. Kelly. He's going to be a theme for this year, I can tell you right now. And we'll talk about Bird Box in a minute, because this is apparently a thing that happened over the holidays too, and
so
people are creating memes. But right now, I mean, R. Kelly was talking about the sugar and the coffee. Someone who's always been annoyed at people who put more. She said she put 6 sugars. R. Kelly,
six.
His mom put 6 sugars and 3 creams into the coffee.
Good English builder's tea.
Sure. That'll fortify you for the day. If that happened here at Cliff Central, Jane would walk over and slap him until the black came off his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm? Yeah. How are you, Mum Jane? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, to everyone.
Happy New Year, Jane.
Happy. Hi, Jane. We are back.
Did you have a good Christmas and New Year?
I did. All right. I did.
Everybody knows Jane is in charge here of CliffCentral.com's offices. Yeah, I saw you coming and take a once over of the place. Are you happy with how everyone looked after it while you were away?
I'm not happy because I've been looking for my Hoover for like 1 hour.
You think they've stolen your vacuum?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Serious, Babaji. Since I've been here at 7 o'clock, I've been looking for my vacuum cleaner.
But it's usually in the cupboard over there.
No.
In the pantry?
Nothing.
It's gone.
Jane, that's amazing. 7 o'clock. That's very early for you.
No, because Silas, she's not here.
Yeah.
I have to be here to look after you guys.
Yes, exactly.
Very nice. Aww. Thank you, Jane. Yeah.
Thank you. So there's going to be a regular thing.
Yes.
So we're going to hear more from Jane over the course of the next couple of months.
Yes.
Very good.
So if you don't look after my place, I have to
come in and
discipline you
kick
guys.
Some backside.
Oh. Yeah.
So what did you do for New Year? Were you keeping it quiet or did you go large?
Actually, I was drinking a lot.
Oh, allowed. It's the one time of year everybody's allowed, right?
Yay! Yeah.
Did you have a good celebration?
I did.
All right.
What's your drink of choice, Ask Jane?
Oh, my God. It's Hunter's Dry.
How many did we get through?
Oh, my God. You know, I didn't even count because I was so drunk. I even turned like nobody's
just
business.
Kept it going.
You know, there's this song that Idiwala, I was find myself lying on the floor, I wake up tomorrow morning because since I was dwelling, like, seriously, I was like,
it hurt you.
Papa G, it was so bad.
But you got exercise.
I did.
Because Idibala requires a lot of physical strength.
Oh, but Papa G, the way I Idibala, on 31, I wake up in the morning, it was like, oh my God, what happened to Jane?
Just tell me quickly, because this is something that you've been very much involved in, and I know you're on social media, so you must have picked up on this. Did you hear that Ben proposed to Daniela?
You know, when I arrived here, I was just saying, Shine, congratulations.
Well, isn't that nice,
Ben? Congrats. I saw that. You know, Sia sent me the pic.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, so you found out from Sia?
Yeah.
Okay. I did. The moment I heard the news, I called Ben. I was like, oh, okay, congratulations. And we had a brief conversation. I was like, Ben, is it fine if I start telling people? He goes, yeah, sure. I sent mass messages.
Yeah.
But Jane, you've been involved in Daniela and Ben's relationship, whether you like it or not, or whether they like it or not.
But involved by telling me I'm way under her league.
I mean, basically. Every time you speak to Daniela, you basically say to her that she should do better than Ben.
Yeah.
But I've been asking Ben, when are you getting married? When are you getting married?
If you were Daniela, would you accept?
But she did.
But she did.
Yeah, short she answer. Did. But she did.
Yeah, she did. She did. In other words, there's love there. She did.
Can you believe that?
Actually, I was so shocked when she sent me the picture. The way she was so sexy and in that skate, I was like, oh my God, look at that ugly guy married that Mrs. South Africa. Seriously? How dare?
Oh, Ben.
There's handsome men out there, but you just choose Ben. But anyway, congratulations. I'm happy for them, Babaji.
Of all the fish in the sea.
Nothing I can do. There's love that I can see.
Yeah, it's real love.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you think people could do better, but they're in love with each other, Jane.
Yeah, but the thing that I asked them, I have to be a somebody, maybe a...
Go on. You're allowed to say what's on your mind here.
Yeah, carry
on. Free space.
Maid of honor.
Where the hell would I want? Where the hell would I want you and me near my wedding?
Oh my God! Are you not gonna invite me?
No.
Seriously, Ben.
Firstly, it would cost me 4 cases of Hunter's Dry.
In other words, I have to come and stop your wedding.
And secondly, you would be the one to go. I object. I'm not having you anywhere near it.
You know, you know, if they get married, please just invite me. I will go there and say, please stop that marriage because they didn't even invite me.
See, that's why they shouldn't. That's why they shouldn't invite you because you will. You'll interrupt them.
No, but I'm the one who pushed him to do something.
You did nothing, Jane.
I did. How many times I've been asking you, when are you gonna marry her?
Look, by softly insulting me, it does not actually prompt my actions in this whole thing.
Sure, all right. Well, this is just the tip of the iceberg, everybody. You can look forward to more on the Ben and Jane story as it evolves. All
right, such love between the two.
We're out of time. We've been talking so much, I hope you've enjoyed this. This is the start of a very, very exciting year, I think. Mm. Lots of messages I wanted to get through, and maybe one or two can be squeezed in here. Crowbar them in. Michelle says, on Christmas Day, I was on my way to work. I got stopped in a blue light brigade outside the president's house.
Mm.
I was the only car on the road at 6:15.
Wow.
Goodness.
Oh, all right. But the president was up on Christmas Day. Doing his thing. Venetia says, Happy New Year. Welcome back to all of you. Can't wait to catch up on the podcast. Just thought I'd message while you're still live. Missed you all so much. Congrats to Ben and Daniela.
Thank you very much.
And there are lots of other congrats to Ben and Daniela here. Someone else saying, Hi ho. It's so happy that you. I'm so happy you guys are back. Thank you so much for a great year last year. We're looking forward to even more. Mazel tov to Ben and Daniela.
Are they calling us hoes?
Yeah, they're calling us hoes.
Ha ho!
Yes, that's about it. Yes, very exciting. So, if you want to know more, you can go and listen to the first hour of the show this morning to hear the whole story of what happened with Ben and Daniela, and lots of the stuff that starts the year for us. A couple of stories from Leanne and Sia and me, and you can also join us tomorrow, bright and early at 6 a.m. Jane will be here at 7.
Yes.
Yes. This is very exciting. Brand new year. Brand new start. All right. Well, tell us what's up on your mind. You can always message us and you can always email us, gareth@cliffcentral.com. Let's wrap it up with this morning's un-news and the most important things that you need to know today so that you can start your day. And I hope it's going to be an amazing year. I have a feeling it is. Well, Cyril Ramaphosa is getting tired of Jacob Zuma's unsavory comments around the ANC's current leadership. Zuma told him to chill, though. He's just trying to create some beef to kickstart his music career. He believes that he and Cyril could be the AKA and the Casper in your vest of their generation, and Cyril should just go with it. In other news, Jimmy Manye is getting ready to change South Africa's political landscape. Nobody, including Manye, knows what this means, of course, but he says he will elaborate more once the Guptas finally respond to his calls. And finally, Australia's test cricketers are thrilled that the final day's play in the Sydney test never got out of the change room. They all managed to get selfies with Virat Kohli, and some even managed to get his autograph. Captain Tim Payne said this was without doubt a career highlight for him and his players, and he isn't sure how they can top this in their careers. We will see you tomorrow between 6 and 9. Have an excellent day in the company of cliffcentral.com, and let's start the year right.
This is cliffcentral.com.